Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Pre-Market Podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 18th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. And as usual, if you like the free podcast, you can always sign up for a free two-week trial at marcustoday.com.au and see what other goodies we have to offer in your wealth journey. Whether that's managing, creating, or just trading in the market, we've got something for everyone. So we'd love to have you on board as part of the community. As I say, you can sign up marcustoday.com.au. All right, well, let's go. First of all, to the markets, as they say. The scores on the doors from Friday night. Seems a long time ago. As far as the US markets go, well, a weak night in the US. Looking at that Federal Reserve meeting this week, it is a big week for central banks. We've got Bank of Japan, we've got the RBA meeting that kicks off today as well. Remember, it's now a two-day meeting with the result coming out tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, as we know. And of course, the Fed also with a two-day meeting and that dot plot, which we haven't seen for some time. So that is going to be interesting. The SPY futures closed down 13 points or 0.17%. after a 43-point loss on Friday, down 0.6%, 7,670 there. The resources, once again, were the problem child. We did see those iron ore stocks under pressure again, and we did see iron ore slip below $100, or just around $100 in Singapore trade as well. So that's going to continue to put pressure on those iron ore stocks today. Dow Jones closing down 191 points or 0.49% at 38,715, 38,715. We had a high of 22 up and a low of 287 down. NASDAQ down 155 points or 1%, 15,973. So dipping below that 16,000 level. The S&P 500 down 33 points or 0.7%. In the middle for diddle, down 33 points, 51.17, with the Russell 2000 actually up 8 points or 0.4%. Did have a nasty night before that on Thursday, so maybe making up a little bit of lost ground there, bit of book squaring perhaps before the weekend. The VIX Volatility Index was up 1.5%, 14.62. As far as the US 10 years go, 4.308, just creeping a little bit higher. We have the Aussie 10 years, 4.15, creeping a bit higher as well. And the 2 years in the US, up 4 basis points, 4.73. US dollar index pretty flat. The Bitcoin price under pressure again, back down below 68,000, 4% lower. And the Aussie dollar, 65.60. It was the tech stocks in the US that led the market lower. We had Adobe with some disappointing quarterly revenue guidance. They fell nearly 14%. There, and we also saw losses in Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, and Nvidia dipping a massive 0.1%. That follows Thursday's 3.2% loss as well. Looking at the US stocks, we had Nvidia down 0.1%. We had AMD up 2.1%, Netflix down 1.2%, Meta down 1.6%, Tesla up 0.7%, Amazonians down 2.4%, Alphabetti Spaghetti down 1.5%, Microsoft down 2.1%, and Apple down 0.2%. Meanwhile, US banks a little bit mixed. We had Citicorp up 0.9%, Morgan Stanley down 0.8%, Goldman's down 0.4%, Bank of America down 0.8% as well, JP Morgan up 1.2%. So a mixed session there. Commonwealth Bank in overseas trade down 0.9%. European banks, though, better. Barclays up 1.5%, UBS up 1.3%. And Deutsche up 0.7%. Looking at commodities on Friday night, well, oil continues just to keep bubbling just a little bit higher. Brent crude, 85.30, up 10 cents and 0.12%. WTI down 22 cents or 0.27%. Gold in US dollars down $4.70, not much happening there, down 0.2%. Silver had a good night, up 1.5%. Copper is the one at the moment, Dr. Copper, More on that in Henry's take today in my article. Also, we did do something last week on Xanadu Mines, which had a pretty big day on Friday, up 28%. And we saw copper push once again higher, 1.74% up. We had nickel down 1.2%, aluminium up 0.9%, zinc up 0.2%, lead down 1.3%, tin up 1.2%. Iron ore, this is the problem child at the moment. We saw that down 2.9%. And Dalian iron ore futures down 0.6%. Uranium actually perked up on the back of Kazatomprom's numbers on Friday, back up to $85. And lithium did rally off its lows, closing down 0.65% in Asian trade. Looking at our miners overseas, BHP down 0.7%, Rio up 0.2%, Glencore up 1.9%, Freeport up 3%, Vale down 1.7%, Anglo 1.1% higher. We had Arcadium unchanged, and Albemarle 1.9% higher, SQM 2.6% higher, Sigma Lithium, very volatile little beast, that one down 9.2% there. So an interesting day in store for us, but all eyes, the focal point will be, of course, today on the RBA. Their meeting kicks off today. Result of that tomorrow, pretty much expected to be no change to the underlying rate there, but you never know. In news out this morning, we have got Southern Cross Chairman Rob Murray stepping down from the board amid rising pressure from shareholders connected to the proposed buyout bid from ARN Media. We've also seen a bid from MinRes for Poseidon Nickel, well, their plant, for they're going to convert it into a lithium plant. The Lake Johnson Nickel Concentrator plant and tenure in WA is going to be bought by MinRes for $1 million up front, another $6.5 million on completion of the sale, and $7.5 million 12 months thereafter. So that is interesting for Poseidon. We have had some news out this morning from Bub Australia issuing a US trading update. US scan sales growth up 161% versus previous corresponding period and up 8.3% quarter on quarter. This is a new scan sales record achieved in Amazon week commencing 26th of February. Regis Resources has noted recent rain events guides March quarter gold production 90 to 95,000 ounces. This is a substantial and protracted regional rain event with more than 50% of average annual rainfall month to date has impacted operations. We have also seen the Southern Cross boys agreeing to re-engage with ARN Media based on the revised indicative proposal. So that one's still very much live. Bannerman Resources has completed the Etango scoping study. Two future phase options have been evaluated, a post-ramp-up expansion in throughput capacity to 16 million tonnes per annum, or an extension of operating life to 27 years there. South 32 has reported operations at Groot Eland Mining Company have been temporarily suspended due to tropical cyclone Megan. Is that Markle? And we have also seen BHP, big news this morning, certainly big news out in the West, standing down 25% of its workforce at West Musgrave, but remains committed to the project. Well, such big news there for BHP. TNE Technology One upgraded to buy from hold at Bell Potter. Target increased there to $18.50 from $17.25. Boral target statement due this week. Not that that is not much of a foregone conclusion. And we've also seen a company called Sovereign Cloud Holdings, SOV, launching a $25 million capital raise. NextDC is a major shareholder there with a 33% stake. A couple of other broker moves this morning. Clinuvale Pharma upgraded to add from hold at Morgan's. Target remains $16 there. Aurelia Metals downgraded to hold from buy at Jefferies. Target reiterated 15 cents. Gives it a 7% upside at the moment as well. And that is about it for now. Rest in peace, Steve Harley. Come up and see me, make me smile, said God. Unfortunately, too early. Well, that's about it, as I say. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you.